It was very, very, inspiring. He almost had a couple of tears come out of me. It was a great speech, and he thanked all the right people. And, you're glad to see that his number will be retired. He's definitely deserving of it. And, just proud of him, you know, the press conference and what the Eagles did with that, and it was just a great thing.
A lot of people think he didn't get a fair shake in this town. You kind of get that sense as well?
I think a lot of people, you just tend to forget. Like, as players get a little bit older and maybe they don't run as well or not as accurate anymore, you know, toward his latter year or so, you kind of make that the whole career. You never really think about the paper bag days in the vet where the team was bad and how he was a part of establishing a winning culture again for the Philadelphia Eagles. And when you take all of those things in consideration, you take his whole body of work, you will definitely realize that Donovan McNabb was great for the city.
I think we talked to you since Macklin went down. Just knowing what he's done, leading the all-wide receivers the last 3 years here, it's a lot to make up.
Well, yeah, it definitely is. It's just so unfortunate. And I talked to him just to encourage him. It's one of those things you can't do anything about. We asked the question, why a lot of times, you know, in life, and most of the time we can get that answer. But, you know, who can question God about those types of things? And hopefully he'll just get stronger, become a stronger person, a better person, and, realize what the will of the Lord is for his life in this season and be an encouragement to his teammates. It's definitely going to be a hard deal trying to replace those types of things, but we're going to find a way to make do with what we have and put some guys in for some positions that help our team win.
Where do you think, you know, who can step up? I mean, you're the slot guy. You've been there for a long time. That's, you know, where do you see his production at least coming from elsewhere?
I don't know. You never know. You never know how the game goes. You usually when you have Deshaun and Macklin out there, you usually can play outside in. And that's the way we've done it for years. Without him, you maybe go inside out or run it more or whatever. That's going to be up for Coach Kelly. And whatever is done with that, hopefully we can, you know, rebound and make a great season out of this.
I imagine he made your job easier. I mean, the more outside threats easier, and, you know, it is for you to work inside. So, I mean, that's...
Well, he just takes a safety. Him and Deshaun takes a safety away, and it still leaves me with about three defenders. But it definitely does. It definitely makes my job a lot easier. It makes Deshaun's job even, you know, it makes Deshaun's job, he made Deshaun's job easier. It's hard to roll away from him. So we'll make do. It's not going to be Jeremy Macklin, but hopefully some guys can step up.
How do you see yourself moving over there at all?
Hope so. whatever you have. It's not about just putting a guy in a position and try to make him that person. It's just what do you do as an offense or what do you do as a player or what personnel you put the team in. You run it a little bit more. All those types of things. It's different ways around it. It's not going to be one player that's going to replace him. It's going to be a total team effort in order to replace a guy like that.
How different are these practices, and how are you guys adjusting for a few days?
They're just different. A little bit quicker tempo. You do get the rest that we get. You know, we're still mentally aware. So it's just different, and you got to allow your body to adjust. And after that, it's, you know, pretty much the same.
Do you like the lack of contact part? It's kind
of... it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Whether you're hitting and whether you're not, you're playing football, and there's going to be some thudding and those types of things. But football is football. If he makes the decision to go hit, I'm for it. If he doesn't, I'm for it.